I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet a tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We are at episode number 49, and as always, I'd like to give a little recap of last week's episode. So in a nutshell, I pretty much talked about different characteristics of a good friend. I listed good advice, sticking around you when times get tough, protecting your name and defending you, and a whole lot of other things that you kind of want to look forward to when you want to move forward in life, because your friends that you keep around you and, you know, their actions and what you do and all of that stuff, they kind of really indicate who you are as an individual and, you know, kind of where you will become eventually. Like, you might have a certain set of morals, and on the other hand, they might have a different set of morals that can either have a good effect on you or an adverse effect on you. And you kind of really have to understand and know who your friends are, because they really do play a big role in your life. Almost bigger, if not as big as family, because we grew up with family, you know, 17 years of our lives. For majority of the time. And then, you know, as we go off to college, we have these set of friends that we live with and we're around 24/7, and we're just kind of becoming and growing together. So, you know, they can either make or break you. And the same is with having relationships, boyfriends and stuff. So, yeah, they can either make you or break you. So you just really have to see the red flags and look at different characteristics. And this kind of makes me want to transition into the next episode, which I kind of want to go a little bit deeper about sticking around when times get tough. So let me ask you a couple questions. When times gotten tough in your life, were your friends around to kind of motivate you and uplift you? Think about that for a moment. Did they call to check up on you? Did they send you kind words and letters or emails to just see how you were doing, especially knowing that you were going through it? Think about that. And on the other hand, when they did, how did you feel? I know for me, when people check up on me, especially with good intentions, I feel amazing that someone is actually wondering about me. It makes me want to just, you know, keep pushing forward and having hope that someone out there actually does care about me and want to see me continue thriving. And that's what you have to ask, like, who, again, are the people around you, and are they sticking with you when you're going through the trenches, when it just feels like the world is crumbling at the seams and you just have the world on your shoulders? Because that's when you can really find out what and who are important in your life. Because instead of them looking at, you know, oh, let's go to a party, or oh, let's go shopping, or oh, let's go, whatever the case is. Yes, you can use some shopping as kind of like a retail therapy type of thing, or even if you're going like window shopping, just like trying on things and just having fun, like that could be stress reliever right there. But what are they doing? Are they taking the time to cheer you up? And of course, there are people who stay in that rut instead of being optimistic. And sometimes, which can be another video, and sometimes like certain friends have to take a step back because maybe they're becoming like a crutch to them, and they're needing to be around them, and it's becoming draining. So you have to have a balance, of course. And yes, you have to have people to stand in the trenches with you, but also you have to learn to stand on your two feet on your own as well. So you have to know that there is a difference in that too. But, you know, when I graduated and stuff, I felt like I had, you know, some of the friends around me still. But then, you know, I also felt like certain people kind of dropped off. Like, you know, I wasn't necessarily hearing from them anymore. And, but, you know, in retrospect also, they probably felt the same way too. Maybe they felt like they weren't hearing from other people anymore because maybe they were going through the same thing as well. Like maybe they were also going through the trenches. And I know for a fact that when I was going through that, you kind of get to a place where you don't really want to speak to people out of like embarrassment because things aren't working out for you. But there are certain friends that are meant to be with you. Even through that, while you're having that optimistic spirit, where they're meant to be with you and they like think of you all the time, like they're, you know, going out of their way to maybe, you know, think of jobs that you could be a good fit for. Maybe their aunt or something like mentioned that they just opened another position. They were talking about it and they, you know, recommended you as a person that would be a good fit for it. And then all of a sudden you have this job lineup of something that you wouldn't have had if your friend didn't kind of recommend you. And it kind of actually reminds me of when a friend of mine at the time, this was one of the good qualities that she did have. She told me about, you know, the working and with the agency to get different jobs. So if she didn't tell me that, then I wouldn't have known to be able to have that as an alternative option. And I would have just been kind of going around in a circle rather than, you know, having something to go on and to move forward in. She was a little bit older, so she had gone through certain things already, and so she was able to kind of push me along the way. But if she, you know, some people are aware to where they won't even tell you that bit of information. They'll keep it to themselves, knowing that it could help you. And maybe it's out of like, you know, jealousy, or maybe it's out of like, maybe they don't remember actually sometimes, and maybe they just don't want to see you win, and they'll keep that bit of information away from you as well. But there are friends that, you know, will always keep you in mind. And I actually remember at that time, a friend of mine, she called me out of the blue, and she was basically like, another friend of hers basically said that, you know, they needed a person to do a job for the day with an agency. They gave her the rate and everything, and she was like, yeah, you know, I think Sasha can do it, like, you know, you should consider her. And so her friend, which I've met before, she called me, and I was able to work with her that day. But if it wasn't for my friend who thought of me and knew of my situation, then I wouldn't have had that opportunity. And so, yeah, friends, like, they want to see you thrive and want to see you just grow as a person and move forward in your dreams and stuff. And so you just really have to pay attention to the friends who are doing that for you. Can you think of a couple friends who have kind of, you know, put in a good word for you or recommended different things to you or whatever the case is? Can you think of them? Can you think of what they have done? And maybe in this moment, you want to take time to write those things down. Because a lot of times when we write them down and see them, you know, we actually can be more grateful because it's right on paper and we can physically see it. So who are the people that you keep around you? And are they sticking with you in the trenches when times are hard? Think about that. Because, you know, on the adverse perspective, you can also have people who don't want to see you through a process and be around you when times are hard, but they want to call you when things start to get right with you, or when they start to see that, you know, you are doing something with your life, that you are making moves. But it's so funny because through, in retrospect, actually, through all of these different experiences, it's kind of a good thing. It's like a blessing in disguise, because it's almost as if God is kind of showing you who's for you and who's against you, who's your friend and who's really out for your best interest and who's not. And of course, you have those friends where they're just like in a different state, different place. And, you know, you just kind of split your ways for a moment in time just so that you guys can each become who you're called to be. And sometimes you can't do that with certain people, or maybe you're too clingy towards them and towards each other, that, you know, sometimes you have to separate to learn to stand on your two feet on your own, instead of, you know, not being able to stand without having someone else stand with you. And that happened to me before as well, which I talked about in a previous episode. A friend of mine and I, we kind of went our separate ways, not necessarily like that, but we just kind of were going in different ways. And, you know, eventually we came back, but we both came back a little bit stronger in our faith, in our foundation. And we went through a couple different things of becoming and are in the becoming. And, you know, we realized that we had to have that. We had to go through that so we can appreciate each other even more and see the beauty of the friendship that we actually had. Has that ever happened to you? It might not be in this situation now, but maybe in previous situations where, you know, you had a friend who you guys split ways for a moment in time, but it wasn't like for a negative reason or anything. It just was the way that life was bringing you. Has it ever happened to you before? And it happens all too often, not just with relationships with your friends, but also sometimes with other things like family members and just a whole slew of other things that could come about. But it's only to kind of help better you and to make you into who you've we're called to be, and to point you towards where you're supposed to be. Because sometimes, you know, some individuals are meant to be in a completely different industry than you are, and in order for them to do that, they have to go this way and you have to go, you know, to the right and them to the left in order for you guys to make it, and eventually you kind of meet back in the circle. And that happens too. But who are the people that you keep around you? And are they giving good advice? Are they sticking with you when times get tough, when you're going through the trenches? Because definitely that will definitely show their true colors as you go through things like this. And it will also show you what's most important in life and who has your loyalty and all of that stuff. It will definitely show you where your loyalty lies and who you need to keep around you, and who is able to stay around you when times are tough and when times are wonderful. So who's in your circle? I hope you guys learned from today, and until next time.